my question. I have about 30,000 followers. Uh-huh. And I don't know how to monetize these guys.
Oh, man. My followers are paying me. We can definitely have a chat on how you're going to monetize. Well, my followers pay me.
But they're following me because they like the idea of peace. But, you know, I'm not selling 30,000 books.
How can you bring the idea of peace to them where they can engage in what you're doing? You know, so I have followers all over the world, right? And I live in L.A., but I'm in New York City. So actually, I have some followers that follow me that are going to meet us up at the restaurant. Because
really?
I said, hey, I'm in New York. Who's in New York? And they're like, oh, I'm in New York. But they follow me. So they'll see me when I'm in Miami. They'll see me while I'm in L.A. And now I'm here. They already know me. Countless times have I been in public places and people recognize me. I don't know who they are, but they follow me on social media and I start building connection with the people that follow me.
See, you're young and you have the right genes to do that. I don't have the right genes. I'm used to picking up the phone and doing a cold call. I sold 125,000 books doing that.
Boom! But still today, that still works. Cold call still works.
I know.
I cold call.
Do you?
Yeah, I still cold call.
Yeah.
I have, there are some people that are in their 60s that have the latest technology and have thousands of more followers than me monetizing their followers in their 60s.
That's great.
Age is nothing for
I
them.
I love it. I know.
Age is nothing for
them. Hey, I don't pay attention to age. I don't even tell people what my age is. I'm
49
and holding.
Oh, I thought you were 29.
Oh, hey, I love it.
I thought you were 29. Yeah. We were going to go on a date. We're going to take a limo and go
you
on a date.
You get a star. You get a star. You really do. That's
but,
great.
But yeah, so, I mean, as far as, like, back home, I was raised in a poverty area where there was a lot of minority, so I didn't really feel out of place.
And then how did you get out of that? Go to college, or how did you?
I went to college for, I think it was a semester or two, and I dropped out. I realized that college, it wasn't for me. You know, I'm someone who likes to learn hands-on.
Yeah.
So I went to business school. Well, I started in business management.
Uh-huh.
And then did that for a couple months, and then I dropped out and opened up my own business. within 18 months, we did $1.1 million. At 20 years old. And then I moved to L.A.
Did you do that in Rhode Island?
Yeah, I did that in Rhode Island.
You're pretty good.
I did that. And then there was one day that I had that dream of that book party. And I said, I think this is where my life is supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I wrote that book similar to how you had your
dream. Yeah. That's really great. That is really great.